Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A so-called liberal mom objects to a man in Disneyland's women's restroom. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Well, Matt, Lori Higgins wrote an article regarding a woman who is a self-described liberal. She's actually favorable, if you will, to the so-called LGBT agenda, but she wasn't prepared for how this actually manifests itself. And so she is in Disneyland enjoying the day with her son and her friend and her son, and they're at the California Adventure in the food court area that says that they just finished eating, decided to go to the restroom, and headed out to Little Mermaid. Went to the bathroom while she watched the boys in their strollers, and then I did the same. I was off to the side waiting for the two boys or with the two boys when I noticed a man, she says in her blog, walked into the restroom. My first thought was, oh, and I can't, you know, oh.
Oh, expletive.
Oh, expletive, yeah. He walked into the wrong restroom by mistake. But he took a few more steps, at which point, she writes, he would have definitely noticed all the women lined up and still kept walking. My next thought was, maybe he's looking for his wife or child, and they've been in there a long time. But he didn't call out for any names or look around. This is from her blog. He just stood off to the side and leaned up against the wall. At this point, she says, oh, you know, what's going on here? There's definitely a very manly Hispanic man in a Lakers jersey who just walked in the women's restroom. And she's right there seeing it, so she can't believe what she sees. She becomes upset, and everyone, she says, was visibly uncomfortable, no doubt. We're all trading looks and motioning our eyes over to him like, what's he doing in here? Yet every single one of us was silent, and this is the reason, she says, I wrote this blog. It's amazing. When she is confronted with the realities of this radical agenda, she's not too happy with it.
Yeah, and, you know, we need to understand here, here's a woman who self-identifies as liberal and tolerant, but when the rubber meets the road, when the rhetoric and the talking points of the radical LGBT lobby come in contact with reality, reality is a very different thing, as she describes here. So this is not a conservative versus liberal issue, Matt. This is an issue of reality versus mass delusion, reality versus insanity, common sense and privacy and safety versus this radical sexual anarchist agenda that the left is pushing that seeks to really undermine God's creation as male and female and blur the lines, this idea of gender fluidity, to blur the lines. And it's really, the objective here is to have a kind of an androgynous, gender-free society, and it's again an attack on fixed sexual morality and God's design for human sexuality, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And you know, this lady here, we can't read all of her blog because she obviously uses language we wouldn't use and could not use on the radio. So even in her blog, you could tell she's not somebody who's conservative, but she is just completely shocked. She said, you know, 5 years ago, and she goes on to talk about this, every woman would have said, what are you doing here? But in 2017, she said the mood has shifted. We've been culturally bullied into silence, she says.
Bullied. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, women were mid-changing their baby diapers on the changing table, and I could see them shifting to block his view, but they remained silent. I stayed silent, she said. We all did. Every woman who exited a stall and immediately zeroed right in on him said nothing. And why? Because, you know, she says, we're all scared. And what if we say something and that person responds, well, I identify as a woman. Then they would come off, she says, as looking like an intolerant person. So we all just stood there, she said, shifting in our uncomfortableness, trading looks. I saw two women leave the line with their children. Still nothing was said. An older lady said to me out loud, what is he doing in here? I'm ashamed to admit, I silently shrugged and mouthed, I don't know. She immediately walked out from the bathroom she had every right to use without fear. So there lingered this unspoken doubt everyone had. This 0.00001% chance this wasn't a man. Let me be clear. This was totally a man. If this wasn't a man, this was a woman who had a fully transitioned via surgery and hormones into a man and also gotten an Adam's apple and everything else and a size 9 to 10 shoe. And at that
chest
point,
hair,
yeah. You know, what's this person doing in the restroom? Anyway, she goes on. This blog is pretty interesting because this is the common everyday person. You're not left or right. You're not liberal or conservative. This is the common sense person, particularly women, but not exclusively, men the same way. That say, you know, biology has to mean something. Men's and women's restroom have to mean men here, women there.
Yeah, she describes as again a self-described liberal person when reality hits that everybody there in the room, that it created a climate of fear. There was the natural fear that you would expect in a place where women have an expectation of privacy in an intimate setting in various stages of undress, going about their private business, to have a man coming in to invade their privacy and safety. And she describes what was a climate of fear. But what's interesting to me, it's not just the climate of the natural fear you would expect women to experience in a restroom or a locker room or a shower if a man invaded like this under the guise of this LGBT agenda. But the fear that she adds was layered upon layer of fear.
Yeah.
And the fear that I find interesting here is the fear that all of these women had to address the reality at hand and the dangerous situation at hand. And because she uses the word, because they had been bullied into silence. So you always hear, oh, you are bullies, you're intolerant, you're a hater, you're a transphobe, you're a homophobe. But who are the real bullies here, Matt? And we see these women, victims of LGBT bullying, victimized and bullied into silence.
Yeah, it really is. And here's this woman who's clearly not conservative. And she goes on to say she's writing this blog because honestly, she says, I need answers. We can't leave this situation ambiguous anymore. The gender debate needs to be addressed and quickly. There have to be guidelines. It can't be just a feeling. I'm sorry. I wish it could, but it can't. I'm fine with going by if it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's a duck. But this notion that we've been shamed into silence because we might offend someone has gone too far. There's a man in the bathroom, she goes on to say. And she says the only thing stopping us from responding was our fear of political correctness and that the media has told us we don't know what gender is anymore. I never want to be in this position again, she writes. I'm not asking for permission to tell, she goes on to say, transgender people to get in my bathroom. I need to know it's okay to tell a man who looks like a man, and she uses another explicative, get out. Gender can't be just a feeling, she says. There's got to be science to it. DNA, genitals, amount of Sephora, makeup on your face, pick your poison. But as a very progressive woman, I'm sorry, it can't be just a feeling when there's a mere suggestion of a door with a peephole separating your eyes from, you know, women.
Women and children.
Women and children,
and
yeah.
Their privacy, yeah. So here's a woman whose eyes have been opened, thankfully, to the things that we have been saying all along over and over again about this radical agenda. And here we have, you know, chalk one up, one progressive sees the light. That's encouraging.
Yeah, and I think you're going to see more of that. You know, Texas Senate recently passed a bathroom bill that basically is common sense. If you're a man, you use the men's restroom. If you're a woman, you use the women's restroom. More details than that, but that's essentially what it is. I did an NPR interview the other day regarding a charter school out in Arizona. Basically said, you got to go by the sex that's listed on your birth certificate. So if you're a boy or male, you go to the male's facilities. Females, pretty simple stuff. It's amazing that we're even talking about this. It's basic stuff. You know, the left progressive liberal agenda has literally tried to obliterate objective reality and to silence anyone who opposes it. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, click on our online store for research and information, additional information on this and other topics, lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your consistent financial support, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.